Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. Y'all ready for this? This is the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute. Yet I can't look away.
This is the business we've chosen.
You hadn't said anything more true this entire show than what you just said, Chuck.
One of the things that appealed to me about this podcast format, if you want to use that term, is the fact that I can talk about anything I want. And I want to talk about Caitlin Clark today. Specifically, her being excluded from the U.S. women's Olympic basketball team. Caitlin Clark's really an American phenomenon, if you stop and think about it. She rose to fame through a sport that, until her arrival, did not attract much attention. But for a wide variety of reasons, she has become the face of women's basketball. And women's basketball, in my mind, and I want to talk about this as we move on, I believe they've reached their transformative moment. You know, every organization that lasts reaches a transformative moment. And how you handle it determines your fate, oftentimes. If you handle it the right way, you reach that moment. You put everything else aside. And you understand that things are about to change. You're about to go to a level you've never been to before, and you're never going to go back. That's where I think women's basketball is right now, not just at the professional level, but at the collegiate level, at the high school level, all the way down to the peewee level. I think they are in a transformative moment. And right or wrong, fair or unfair, again, for a wide variety of reasons, Caitlin Clark has been the impetus for all of that. Now, I'm going to wax a little bit today, so I'm just going to warn you about that. But I want to set it up with some sound bites. The first one's going to be from Caitlin Clark herself. She's going to be talking about her reaction to being excluded from the women's Olympic basketball team. The second sound bite you're going to hear, and all these are going to play together. And then we're going to come back, talk about him on the backside. Second soundbite you're going to hear is from Dave Portnoy, founder of Barstool Sports. He weighed in immediately, as social media types do. And then the third soundbite you're going to hear is from the Morning Rush this morning, Gary Parrish, CBS basketball writer, talking about Caitlin Clark. All these reactions are different. I want to play them right now, and then we'll talk about it.
I'm excited for the girls that are on the team. I know it's the most competitive team in the world, and I know it could have gone either way of me being on the team, me not being on the team. So, I'm excited for them. I'm going to be rooting them on to win gold. I was a kid that grew up watching the Olympics. So, it'll be fun to watch them. Honestly, no disappointment. Like, I think it just gives you something to work for. That's a dream. You know, hopefully one day I can be there. And I think it's just a little more motivation. You remember that. And, hopefully in 4 years, when 4 years comes back around, I can be there.
How dumb are these women? How dumb? I don't know who's making the decision, Women's Olympic Committee, whatever it is. I don't care if you don't think Caitlin Clark, talent-wise, belongs on this team, even though she does put up 37-13, like the most points in the history of the league for a rookie. None of it matters. These women, and I love women. I'm a pro-woman guy. They complain and they cry about equal rights, equal wages, blah, 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 blah. Hey, dummies. For the first time, like, in the history of basketball, you have arguably a player who is the most popular player in the world. Like, you could argue right now, Caitlin Clark is the most talked about, discussed, most popular, most puts asses in the seats, single basketball player in the world. You could argue that. Yeah, you could say maybe LeBron, Luka, whatever you want, but you can argue it. And you leave her off the Olympics team, it's not only a showcase for her, it's for the sport and the other WNBA players who are on this team. How dumb, how brain dead, how idiotic do the people running this thing have to be? It was one thing after another with her. How, I at the business part of my brain is like, these people, and maybe it's a guy who did, whoever it is, I don't ever want to hear you complain about flying commercial or not getting salaries or this, that. You're too dumb. You're too dumb. You have a cash cow. This can bring the Olympic basketball, women's basketball, will be like the number one thing people watch with Caitlin Clark. As it is, I'd rather watch grass grow. I'd rather watch paint dry. I'd rather watch dirt just be moved around. Because Caitlin Clark's not on the team. If she's there, it's appointment TV. You people, whoever did this, honestly, hey, take your brain, put it in a museum, and study it for how dumb you are.
I think it's wrong, and it's short-sighted. It's not the biggest deal in the world. It's not as big of a deal as you're going to hear me and you and other people make it out to be all day long. But it is short-sighted. She is undeniably the most popular women's basketball player in the world, and arguably in this moment in time, the most popular athlete in the United States. And I understand if your argument is a strict one of, we're trying to take the best 12 players, the best 12 Americans we can take, and at 22 years old, she's not one of them. I think that's debatable, but I'll, for the sake of the conversation, I'll grant that and say, okay, she's not one of the best 12. But like, neither is Diana Taurasi. At the age of 41, she turns 42 tomorrow. So they're clearly not taking the best 12, because if they were in this moment, they wouldn't be taking Taurasi. And I understand the argument on some level of, well, you should just be trying to build the best team to win the gold medal no matter what, because that's the most important thing. But the truth is, we're going to win the gold medal no matter what. You could take the 12 women that they picked, set them aside, disqualify them, and then just take your next 12, and you'll still win the gold medal, no problem. We've won 7 straight. So all of those sort of, I think, you know, shallow arguments can really be thumped aside pretty quickly, and then you should just be thinking about what's best for women's basketball. And in this moment, clearly to me, what's best for women's basketball is to put the most popular person on the planet on center stage, and it doesn't mean she has to start or get the most shots or play 32 minutes a game, but she is a magnet that can draw people to this sport who otherwise wouldn't care about this sport. And so to not capitalize on that, it's just a missed opportunity. And I know when she gave her public comments yesterday, some people were like, well, see, she's not bothered by this, so why should anybody else be? But you heard her coach later in the day disclose that Caitlin did text message her after the decision was made, and the text was, they just woke a monster. That doesn't sound to me like somebody who's not disappointed or feels like they've been slighted. It feels like, to me, somebody who feels like they've been slighted, they've been shoved aside for reasons that I believe are largely tied to some of the other women on this team didn't want her to, you know, be the centerpiece and the face of this thing. Not yet. And, you know, I think Caitlin Clark takes offense to that, and I can certainly understand why.
You're listening to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by White Curtain Realtors, the Griffin Company.
See, I think all those reactions are interesting. Caitlin Clark's reaction that you heard. She gave it, you know, the ultimate class treatment, if you want to call it that. She said all the right things, which, by the way, is why some of the people don't like her, because they say she's not real. But I thought her answer was fine. I thought it was classy. Now, I played Dave Portnoy's because that visceral reaction that he displayed is, I know, the same reaction a lot of people have. He said some things in there, frankly, I agreed with. And then I played Gary Parrish's soundbite on the back end of that, where he talked about, you know, the opportunity that would be missed if she was not on the team, and a little bit more about just the Caitlin Clark phenomenon, if you want to use that term. You know, in the industry, the media industry, this is what we call talk radio gold. It's got everything. It's got money and lots of it. It's got men telling women what they need to be doing. It's got women being catty. It's got it all. I mean, it is the full package in terms of being a talk show host. And it's got race. And I understand full well that you really can't get to the heart of the Caitlin Clark matter without going there. It's the elephant in the room. And the truth of the matter is, part of the reason we have not gotten to the heart of the Caitlin Clark matter, if you want to use that term, has been because the overwhelming majority of talking heads out there are either unwilling or unable to talk about that aspect of this story in a thoughtful manner. They're either scared to death to say anything about it because they're afraid they're going to say the wrong thing and get fired, or they say everything and they reveal too much of their heart. And all of a sudden you begin to realize that, well, maybe that guy I've liked so much, maybe his heart's not in the right place. Or maybe her heart's not in the right place. It's hard to go there as a media type. And I say all of that with the full knowledge that the racial component to this overwhelms the room for a lot of people. But in this transformative moment that women's basketball finds itself in right now, that stuff's got to be set aside. I understand the resentment. I really do. I can remember when Caitlin Clark, and you don't have to have a long memory, to remember when, you know, it was bombs away at Iowa, and, I mean, she was America's darling. And all of a sudden, people discovered women's basketball. And men, as we are wont to do, all of a sudden began to pay attention and tell them what they needed to be doing. When for 25 years we didn't even know they existed. Now, never mind the fact that I don't think anybody out there, aside maybe from a select few, could name you five women that have been named to the U.S. Olympic basketball team. But everybody's got an opinion on whether Caitlin Clark ought to be on there. That's the power of where she is right now. But I think all these things have got to be set aside. And it's hard to do. It's hard to do. I'm not a big fan of third basers either. I understand that there are many, many women, particularly those in the African-American community. I'm just going to say it. There are many in the African-American community who are resentful of the fact that this girl from Iowa, who seemingly was born on third base, is getting to cut all these corners they didn't get to cut. And she's being paid millions of dollars to do it. I get the resentment. I really do. I really, really do. But when you look at this from a business standpoint, which is the way ultimately I think you must, as hard as that may be, I think that's what you must do. There are many, many players who've played in the WNBA and who've played women's college basketball who are better than Caitlin Clark. Now, they didn't revolutionize the game the way she did. They didn't play it the way Steph Curry plays it. They didn't bomb away three-pointers as soon as they came across the mid-court stripe. She changed the game. They didn't, but they were better players. I won't argue that. You could probably name 100 players who've played women's basketball who are more skilled than Caitlin Clark. And every single one of them has had the opportunity to capture the imagination of America, and every single one of them has failed to do so. Now, whether that's fair or unfair, or whether she was able to take advantage of what were certainly built-in head starts, that's beside the point at the juncture they find themselves in right now. She is the face of women's basketball. She is why men are paying attention. It's, boy, and I hate to go here again, but I'm going to. Sometimes it's the cattiness that appeals to men. And that's what's going on right now in many respects in the judgment of a lot of men. Because that's how we view things. And I realize that's part of this equation too. This is talk show gold. I mean, it's one of those things that if you've got a thoughtful talk show host who's got a good rapport with all sections of his or her audience, all races, genders, a diverse audience, oh my gosh, I can't imagine a bigger or better story. And I'm going to be interested to see how all this is handled as we move through the coming days. Are we going to go there? Is this going to turn into a racial discussion? Now, there's a difference between being racial and being racist. Will it devolve into a racist discussion? Or will there be an honest discussion about how racial attitudes play into all this? You know, this is again, it's a transformative moment for the sport, but it's also an issue that transcends the sport. It's talked about on every show, not just the sports shows. It's talked about on every show. It's an interesting story. And because I've got a podcast and because I had some things to say, that's what I've talked about.
BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game's over, head on over to the online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use the promo code BLEAVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Him in them halls with mustard, Chuck.
Hey, if you're buying or selling a home, let me talk to you about Weikert Realtors, the Griffin Company. They've been my partner every step of the way. I remember the first time I bought a home, totally clueless. And then it came time to move up a little bit in the world. And they were right there, too. They didn't let me get ahead of myself, and that was important as well. They talked little sense into my head. Sometimes you need that, too. When you've got an open line of communication and when you deal with a real estate professional, you get frank talk. You know, you get people that tell you the truth, that aren't just trying to sell you something, aren't just trying to sell your house. They level with you, and they have your best interest at heart. That was my experience with Weikert Realtors, the Griffin Company. And that's probably the best thing I can say about them. I felt like they had my interest at heart every step of the way. You don't always find people like that. Now, they've got offices in Northwest Arkansas. They're in Washington and Benton counties. You hear us talking about their office in Fort Smith, and it's a good one. That office in Branson, Missouri has taken off, as you might imagine, in that area. They've got a wide selection of homes, and you can see each and every one of them at WeikertGriffin.com. Just a little bit of baseball today. I know I've already taken up a lot of time. Georgia's playing tonight against NC State. The final berth in the College World Series is on the line. So far, four SEC teams have qualified, three out of the ACC. If Georgia wins tonight, it'll be 5-3. If NC State wins tonight, it'll be 4-4. Should be a great College World Series. One thing I noticed, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, there were 17 games played, 17 games total when you combine all the super regionals. The 18th will be played tonight. Of the 17 games that have been played so far, in 13 of them, the winning team has scored double-digit runs. You better be able to swing the bats. Now, I don't think it's going to be quite that way when we get to Omaha, when they get to Omaha. They're going to be out of these little on-campus bandboxes that a lot of them play in, and they're going to be in a ballpark with major league dimensions where the wind doesn't blow out and where the pitchers who are already throwing almost 100 miles an hour are going to have even more advantages. I don't know if teams are going to score 10 runs a ball game in Omaha. But I know this, and I watched a lot of it over the weekend. The teams that have the mix of speed and power are the ones that are still dancing. And that includes a lot of the teams in our league, too. None of them got there easily. But, again, if Georgia should win tonight, five will have made it. And I think we see where the power is concentrated in college baseball in the South. ACC, SEC. SEC's a little bit better, but the ACC's pretty good. And obviously those are the two leagues. Those are going to be the only two leagues that are going to be in the College World Series. If you are one of those who wants to make a wager on the College World Series, let me recommend the Bet Saracen app. Or if it's the NBA playoffs, which are in progress right now, is it over? Have the Celtics already got it wrapped up? Do the Mavericks make a last stand? You've got the opportunity to place your wager at the Bet Saracen app. Daniel Gafford and the Mavericks. You know, what's the over-under on blocks for Daniel in Game 3? You go to the Bet Saracen app, you'll find out right away. When we say it's Arkansas's favorite sports betting app, and when we say Vegas, Arkansas style, that's what we're talking about. The opportunities to place wagers on the guys you know. That's what makes the Bet Saracen app great. I know there are a lot of national sports betting apps, but I also know that there are laws in our state that keep a lot of them from operating in our state. So if you're going to be ready, you got to download the Bet Saracen app. They've got a how to play video. They'll get you ready to rock and roll. We'll be back later in the week. Till then, thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. Go to hitthatline.com or search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to rate, review, and share.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.